October 28, 2006, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Back in action, the Watt from Pedro show.
Live in Pedro.
One. There we go. Hello. Watt from. Yeah, there we go. it's the October 28th, 2006. I think it's been 6 weeks or something since we last did one, huh, brother?
It's been a long while. I think beginning of September or something.
September.
About 6 weeks.
Yeah, so 6 weeks. And a lot under the river. That was Lonnie's Lament we started with, John Coltrane. And then after that was Ninefold Pen Pal with Action and Reaction. I've been back a week now. I came back from Chicago, recorded with the Stooges, the album.
So,
experience.
I bet.
Yeah. quite an experience. Also, yeah, I got to borrow a bike. I was telling you, and I was talking with Brother Matt about things, and but I didn't want to.
What you say?
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, keep it fresh.
So the first time he gets to hear this here, but yeah, I got borrowed a bike. In fact, it was one of these ones with shock absorbers, which is kind of neat because their roads are all beat up. And not really bike lane rock. I was swimming with these guys. Probably like Joe Bison tells me he rides up there in Echo Park in L.A. You're swimming with the car. I mean, my pedaling is spoiled. Spoiled. What would you say? You know what I mean? I go really early here in Pedro, and there's hardly any driving. Mm-hmm. I ain't swimming with any of those monkeys, man. I mean, if more of the drivers were peddlers, I think they'd have a different consciousness.
Yeah,
but this other thing, yeah, you know what I mean? They're in the little womb, steel, glass, and rubber womb child thing, and oblivious. So I'm swimming with them. But the good thing about pedaling is there's no hills. I mean, I jammed miles without one hill.
Wow.
Now, both my pedals, but what it was towards the end when I didn't really have a lot more to do. Like Hick said, you can go pedal, and I had the walkie-talkie leash, and I'll yank on it when I had to come and maybe do a fix or something. But it was after I recorded all the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, admissions for each of the days. Well, see, Bob Weston said he was going to get some rental thing. That never happened. So, but luckily, I had a dead pastor borrow me. Yeah, one of these fancy ones, really light shock absorbers, and, you know, but it had low handlebars. I didn't think that so much, but I couldn't ask for that too. You know, choosy. But admission was. Now, I've always known I was conceived in Chicago, and you know, I'm calling my mom Sunday, and because I'm not there to chat with her and my sisters. Hey, I'm okay, Ma. You know. And, Michael Wyatt, her address, where she lived, was in her head still after 50 years. When she moved from Peoria to Chicago, the coal ran out in Dines, Wyoming. So as a teenager, she grew up in Peoria, where they make the Caterpillar tractors.
Uh-huh.
So it's 160 miles south. Chicago, I know the coast people don't know this, or some do, but a lot aren't aware. West Coast, East Coast people. But for the Midwest, Chicago is the big town, man.
Yeah.
It's the big daddy. And I don't think us Cali or New York, Boston people, we don't really understand this.
Yeah, you're just cruising through miles of cornfields, and all of a sudden this big old brick city.
I think she was number two for a long time. I think L.A. maybe just passed, but she's huge. And it's a big deal. So my mom went up there, and there's a Lakeshore Naval Training Station or something. My father did his boot camp, and this is where they met. So she remembers her address, 917 Agatite. So fuck it, you know. My Peter's got the map software. Yeah. I brought my aluminum purse. And so I look it up. It's a two-block street, and I fucking pedal to it. You know, it's up. In fact, she said in those days it was the gay part of town, and I asked around with the people in the studio, and he said it's called Boys Town. It's still it.
Oh.
And so I pedal up there, you know, went through a lot of rainbow banner thing. And, the interesting about the Chicago, you know, they got the perpendicular, the grid, but then they got to make an interesting little diagonal, so like six-way, the intersections on the Big Daddies. Sort of like D.C. with the state streets.
Mm.
Except I think it's more 45. The D.C. the Masonic and everything, of course, 33-degree angle. But I think he's split in half. So you got this 45. So the intersection is going to be a little wild. But I got in there, even started to drizzle. I found a place that was selling chopped liver. I had a thing. And I found my pad.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, now it was just a shell. In fact, they put it in new brick to make it another floor higher and longer. And because I took a picture of it, and I said to my mom, I got on a horn with her, too. But you could recognize the brick. They got rid of the stairwell. They made them into condos. In fact, they were there was a big sign out there. Half of them had been sold. But the facades and stuff, you know. She said she was on the second floor. She goes, Michael Watt, that is where you were conceived. You know, so I went, you know, kind of to the womb. The architecture room. Building room. And so that was one day. Then the other next day, another pedal out, because where she meets him, obviously, she met him before that. And it was at a dance. In 56, the Hungarian thing had happened with the Ruskies came down on him. So there was a lot of refugees, and there was a dance at a YMCA benefit. And that's where she met him at this dance. So I wanted to find the YMCA. Now, I found the land it was on, but I think in the early 80s or something, they built a newer one. More for kids. But it was, I went to the land. So I went to where they met, and then I went to where I came forth. Or began to begin.
Cool.
So those were my bicycle missions. Now I also did missions on foot and using the L and buses. Because, you know, you're on tour. This, you got your boat and stuff. So, and this is how I went to the Field Museum. And in fact, next we're going to play something from a band called Suicide Note. The drummer Jason works there and got me in, because the first time I took all the public transpose to get there, that was interesting to do that.
Cool system,
but it was sold out. You can't just go and show up. That thing, I guess, you know, it's on tour. And I remember Mr. Kim couldn't go to the LACMA one without getting tickets. You can't just show up. I didn't know. So he gets me in the last day. In fact, I flew in that night, flew home that night. So during the daytime, Jason gets me in. And then he gives me a tour upstairs and stuff, the old books, the place where they clean the flesh off the bones with the bugs.
Backstage, huh?
Yeah. Didn't smell as intense. In fact, they when you come in the hatches, there was two worker guys, a woman and a man there, peeling stuff, feathers and stuff off little bird ones, but they can't get it all off, so they let these bugs who just eat dead flesh go to town. And the smell, it was intense, but not as bad as the city morgue when I had that. That was more. You know what's funny about that? Dudes chow their lunch right out there.
Yeah.
You know, I guess after working there a month or two, it's standard.
And we worked on a Catalina boat, we'd be chowing our lunch in front of people who'd be chowing. It'd be blowing chow.
Yeah, because he's seasick. I have my Thurston. He's painting the deck with his
puke. We'd just be chowing.
It was all sky, all water. Pure tube puke, so. Kim didn't. You know. In fact, I had to break out of the Thurston, locked himself in the head, and all these people had to piss and puke and shit. And so I he was green. That was sad. But it was big. You know, this was the old slow boats.
Oh, yeah, the cattle
barges. So it took a long time to get there, 2.5 hours. So I was like, whoa. Although the fast boats can get you sick, it's just shorter.
Yeah, you don't have to be as sick as long.
Sick as long,
So the recording went well? That was a cool experience?
Yeah. I didn't play one note on the D or G string. And a lot of songs, just the E string.
Wow.
Yeah. I took total direction, total surrender. You know, I was there to learn and help them out, and it was very interesting. It was very cool.
How many songs?
Songs, 15. 15. But I want to play something, this Suicide Note. What from Pedro Show. We'll be right back.
that's what it's like to get killed.
Pedro Show. That was Sports Guitar, a band from Switzerland, with a tune called Dinner from their album Married, Three Kids. Yeah.
Yay.
Before that, we had some live Rocket from the Tombs, 1975. The tune called Frustration. The singer there was David Thomas, went on to do Para Ubu last year. That was a year ago now. Me and Georgie got to record with him for the second Unknown Instructors project. It was supposed to come out a couple days ago, but it's been pushed back to March of 2007. But before that, seven-inch single with a couple songs from there over the 1968 records, Unknown Instructors on Smog Veil, who also puts out David Thomas solo stuff. And then there's a third one too, I think 6 or 7 months later, it'll be another Unknown Instructor album. This is like jam stuff. This poet from Toledo, Dan McGuire, organized.
Yeah, Doug, on the first one, I still want to find that. Yeah.
The way
the
things
first
work.
One was bitching.
Speak of the devil.
Oh. Bitchin'.
And so I'll play one of those tunes from the first one.
Very
coming
cool.
Up. One really neat experience from that session was David Thomas conducting us, me and Georgie. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Cool.
I really liked it. I wish we could have done more of the album like that. Because he's quite a character himself. And brilliant, funny man, but a brilliant musician and poet himself, David Thomas. I think in those days, with Rocket of the Tomb, from the Tombs, he was called Crocus Behemoth. Which is a pretty neat name. Before Tombs, we had Freddy's Four Fingers, a song called Yakuza Story. Trying to tell you about that Bob Mitchum movie where he deals with Yakuza, ends up cutting his finger, his pinky off. I can't remember the title. It's a lady named Iko. Dies. A lot of people die in it. It's like a noir gangster thing from the 50s. Bob Mitchum movies are pretty good.
Yeah.
That's when the Night of the Hunter. Little children. It's that like shyster preacher guy and a love and hate tattooed on his things, fingers. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shirley. Who's the lady who swam in the Poseidon?
Oh,
Shelley Winters.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in it. In fact, I think she made it, and she ain't even in it that much. She gets drowned in that one, like floating in a car. Well, not floating much, going down with the car. Before Freddy's Four Fingers, we had Breather Resist. With Bad With Dates, and we started off with How Not to Care by Suicide Note, which was Jason. My King Tut exhibit, Tormeister, which was pretty neat. I mean, a lot of stuff wasn't there, like the mummy and the coffin cases, but the little case that held his liver was there, and it's all ornate, like everybody known. It's like 12 boxes he was in. just not Mummy Case, but Case within a Case, you know, like Babushka doll things, you know, inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I think, his grandmother's coffin. A lot of the little prayer totem things with the spells and Book of the Dead stuff. And amazing stuff, 3,500 years old or whatever. Really, really amazing. He's the guy who came after. I mean, the only reason he's famous is because this was the tomb that was untouched.
So they found a new...
He became Pharaoh at 9.
The boy...
Died at 19.
Boy king.
Right. So it was actually a lot of people behind the scene running the show. But the big political thing was, the guy before him was Amenhotep the IV, who renamed himself Akhenaten and changed the religion to the one sun god.
Mm.
So it was the big... Well, he put a lot of dudes out of work by doing that.
Yeah.
So,
but he created like a new capital too, right? So
that's right. Right, Ankara or something. Yeah, moved it from Karnak. So it upset a lot of the way things were working for many hundreds and hundreds of years. So Tut's reign is the regent people, the real power behind the thing, getting it all back to the old way.
Mm.
You know, like I said, he put a lot of people out of work. It's still unknown, you know, was it a progressive idea, monotheism, or was it just you start a new cult, then you're in charge of it and you're hiring the people and the patronage is towards you?
Yeah, because they knock off a lot of the names of the earlier pharaohs to put their name on.
Oh, yeah, like the woman.
Yeah.
She's totally
wiped out.
She used to wear fake beards. Well, they all wear fake beards and wigs and stuff because they shaved everything. Painted on their eyebrows. But one of the things was towards the end, because he's always been thought to have been murdered, and there's a lot of proof now that he probably wasn't murdered. He might have fallen off a chariot.
Was he kind of sickly little dude anyway?
Yeah. But there's bone breaks, fractures in his legs and stuff, and maybe infection got him. But...
So they just find some new untouched tombs in the valley.
So maybe that's why he's famous. So maybe, he'll be usurped. But man, his thing was untouched. His name, Howard Carter. They all ended up dying because of
some
fungus.
Curse.
Yeah, cursed fungus was in there. What was on last night? I was watching with my mom. Bela Lugosi, White Zombie.
Huh.
Pretty intense movie. Zombies in Haiti. They're working a sugar mill for them.
Cheap labor.
Yeah, yeah. These guys with the eyes. You know. What were we at? 46?
Yeah.
Let's play some Nels Klein. What for Pedro show. Watt from Pedro. Turn that down. That was Nod with a tune called Ron's Wood. I think that's on Steve. Yeah, it's on Steve Shelley's label.
Ah.
I did tour with them. Yeah, Smells Like Records. Hoboken. Steve Shelley, drummer, Sonic. I think this band, though, was from Rochester. Home of
Rochester.
Xerox. And, Kodak.
Rochester.
I got to play with Sonny Chirac there. Or was it there? That was Buffalo. Yeah, but I played with my memory is terrible. Maybe it was Nod. And before that, we had Nels Klein doing a solo tidbit, something from Sounds. I think this set was actually recorded in Pedro. 2002, something? Or 2001. Something at the Angels Gate Cultural Center where I practiced.
Oh.
The old Fort MacArthur Upper Reservation. So that was Nels' solo tidbit.
Cool.
Man, I got the best news. Some kid told me he came up and talked to Nels, like at a Wilco gig, or, you know, he's been side-mousing for Wilco. And, I don't know, some of my name came up or something. Nels said, yeah, you know what wrote me, me and Bob Lee, a new Black Gang album, and I can't wait to record it. So that's happening.
Cool.
It's true, you know. And Nels always brings the best playing out of me, so I can't wait. We're very busy lately. New band. I have a trio called the Missing Men who did the first three gigs maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago. And with this cat, M. Ward, I'll play another. I think I played a song of his before. A young guy who lives in Portland and a very soft singer. And he had me come up and do a Spoonful with him and some Daniel Johnson song. I can't remember. Going back home. Something like that. And then we had him come up and do Funhouse and The Red and the Black, Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, cool.
In fact, I played. I found Tearing Mutation. Somebody must have flowed this to me. It has a bunch of bonus tracks.
Oh,
but,
cool.
I'll play that next day. I'm worried. And, I mean, his audience, you know, he, like I say, he plays very quiet, soft, sort of like Joey and Calexico and Sam with the Iron and Wine. And it's a trip out of these. It isn't a trip. It's just very generous of them, you know, because I don't play very quiet. I play very soft. Maybe a little with dough sometimes, but yeah, there's no problem. You know? This whole idea of genre and everybody having to be fit into the things, it's marketing.
Yeah, I like it, making hybrids.
Yeah, people like difference. Like I was telling you about that Denver gig, you know, with the tie-dye people, and that was me having my prejudgments, you know, like they're going to hate. I'm not going to really do a Jerry's Children thing. They ended up digging it anyway, you know. They're yelling my name. I didn't even know that they thought. I was telling you, I was backstage with the coat on and stuff, and people thought I was some of the help or something. You know? So, got to give people a shot. You know what I forgot to talk about was Halloween's coming, my favorite holiday of the year. And I know we're a few days early. But this is where people, this is what I hate. Now, it's going to be on a Tuesday, right? It should be celebrated on Tuesday. You know? Mm-hmm. They're going to do a weekend thing. That just enforces the idea of the weekend and the week and all this artificial. Holidays are to upset that stuff. And plus, it's the very honest holiday. It's one day a year that we admit we wear costumes. Oh, no, not on the other days, right? These are the real clothes. You know? I'm going to wear a pumpkin on my head. But I'm playing in Zion. Southwest part of Utah.
Bitchin'.
It's a little town called Springdale. I haven't played there since I my sickness. In fact, that's the last time I played Denver with Ben. Even though it was the day after getting back, I wanted to do it because I was telling you, you know, there's been like 5 banging gigs there, and I'm always on the poster, and I'm never there. And, yeah. God, I wish the mic was on, but I'm telling you this. But, that, you know, we had to fly in, so I used my bass, but I didn't have an amp. They had this little beat-up thing, so I couldn't hear it at all. It was all, the whole stage was Perkins drum set. They brought in some of them DW people, set up this huge-ass thing. It was so huge, the opening band had to use it because they were thought to take a few days to set back up, so they wanted to leave it up there. Big, wide stage, and it was all him and Willie. And we didn't have Nels, we had Clint on guitar, who did a good job. He blew up a little lamp they had for him. They brought in some... later on, they brought him up another one, but he had the... in Willie's effects. But the effects on the trumpet, I don't know about anyway. But I couldn't hear what I was playing, so I just... turned all the knobs up. Spinners for Creedence. Who didn't know it was Creedence? And same with Maggot Brain. You know, it's a trip, so you turn things on. I guess they have their own set of standards, and we weren't going to do trucking, though. So, Springdale. It's in the bottom of Zion Canyon, which is beautiful land. And next to Bryce, which is even wilder. I don't know if you've driven through there, brother.
That's one zone I have not explored.
It ain't that far, you know. St. George is the big town. It's I-15, like if you were going to Las Vegas, right?
Off I-10,
I-15, you just keep going. Mm. It's right after you cross the border, St. George is the next big town. And then you go a little bit east, and this is this area. The Mormons found it, and they gave all these Old Testament names to these peaks and stuff. Wild stuff. And Bryce is geysers that where the land eroded. But because the geyser came up and left deposit, the lining became, when the land eroded around him, it's like these 200-foot, whatever,
corridor
pole. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
These things, and you're looking down from up right into this canyon. You're seeing these things. It's like a forest, but not trees. You know, they're these weird, and what a, like a sculptures, you know? Watts Towers or something, but made out from nature, from the geyser.
Wow, stone
deposit. Its deposit being harder than the land that was around it. So that all wore. So it's these, it's all dimensional. It's trippy.
Wow.
And it ain't as smoggy as Grand Canyon. So it's a really righteous thing. But I got to get back. Unfortunately, I'd like to spend a day there. When I was there 5 years ago, I think it was right after the sickness is when I last played there. I did get to hike around. And even some of the roads go through. Like they, there's a big old hole in the mountain where... like a picture window they got from on the road. There's your bone phone.
Hotline.
And so that's where I'm spending Halloween. I think it'll be my 25th one in a row. I always play with an outfit. And yeah, I want to wear a pumpkin on my head again. I put a picture up of me and pumpkin. And people thought I photoshopped it. Like I stuck some pumpkin.
Oh, you got the real slime in your hair to prove it, huh?
It's good. Made a pie with the innards. I love pumpkins. I love when I was a boy, orange was always my favorite color. I don't know why, but there's something about it. Maybe because of the sun. Oh yeah, the new pad. That's what I got. What do we got on time?
Oh, we're over 105.
Wow, we both. Okay, this is done for the first hour. We'll have Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. October 28th, 2006. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
When there are no words for it, only the metronomic ticking, time clocks clicking, escaping, there are still your hands, cracked from light. Keeping up with machines, calibrated to 1/10,000th of an inch. So toothpaste tops screw tightly on their threads. Hurry past the illiterate break room. Open the aluminum door. Part the plastic flaps and jump down off the dock. Walk across the parking lot. Notice celandine purifying broken concrete. Dandelions cleansing the sidewalk. Stop under the stars. Time has melted back into its regular shape. Look at your hands now. One of a kind. Elms ticking in the wind. Thank you. fingers bruise until there is no longer a word. The shade no words convey. Sand softens between her toes. Blistered feet heal with each white capped undulation. Something less than a woman. More a shadow the sunbathers never see. This landscape a part of her ceaseless imagination. Flotsam of gleaming auto parts floating by on the conveyor belt. Rocking back and forth, foot to foot. The warm mud hardens into cold cement floor. Reality of long hours coming back to her. A memo taped to her locker this morning. Wondering what she'll dream now. Time is on her hands. I'd leave her a little something extra. Fidgety redhead who flirts out a bad habit. Part of her job is explained in the handbook. The eggs she serves tell secrets she never hears. Her goal tonight? Simply sitting down.
Show. That's the Merkins with Black Metal Ben. Before that, we had Mark Lanigan and Methamphetamine Blues. We started off with Punch Out, The Layoff, Gratuity. That's a three-part title, I guess. Unknown Instructors, Dan McGuire there with the words and titles. That's from the first album thing you were talking about, brother Matt. Yeah. I moved. Only two blocks east, but man, so much sun, because I'm on the east side of the building, so I get all the orange from the sun rises. I love it. I love it. And the sun sets on the other folks and turns them, their pads, into kilns. But I have the early morning, and also there's two hatches. There's a hatch on the other side.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, deadbolt, the whole thing. I don't know what it was, because there's even a deadbolt on the inside door. But they had to share heads. Only one head.
Wow.
So I don't know what was going on, but I could get the blow through with the breeze rock.
Cool.
Never had a pad with
get
two
the flow.
You know, so that's kind of cool. And a lot more space, even though it's still major box hill forest. I've put a big dent in it. And trying to get more zen-like and heave the fucking shit-hoarded materialism. I've given into through all the years.
Cut the shit.
That's right. And Brother Matt, I'm very honored to have another dose of your spin cycle.
Cool.
Coming right up. Usually I'm on the other side, huh, until you're all prepped. But I went Bogart with some spiel there, new pad spiel. But, you know, it was only a holding pattern in that Walker pad anyway. But then up 3.5 years in the dark hole, never even put up my pettibones because it was always going to be temporary. So it's good to be in this pad. And even a place to put the boat, you know, Balk for cues even. Okay, here you are.
Sit around in all day. So many words get in my Thank you. it on its bottom on the floor. And I have set it upon the table to fall down. But the photos were not so lucky today. And there is a small slit along the leather of my left shoe. But it's all very simple. We cannot acquire too much. There are laws we know nothing of. All manners of nudges set us to burning or freezing. What sets the blackbird in the cat's mouth is not for us to say, or why some men are jailed like pet squirrels, while others nuzzle enormous breasts through endless nights. This is the task and the terror, and we are not taught why. Still, it's lucky the bottle landed straight side up. And although I have one of wine and one of whiskey, this forsooth somehow a good night. And perhaps tomorrow my nose will be longer. New shoes, less rain, more comb.
nothing going on wrong.
Brother Matt.
Cool.
Yeah, it's, what you call it?
Funky space funk.
Funky Spock.
Little funky space.
I can't find a cassette from my stuff I've taped off the TV, so I had to like. First, I just tried to fake a Scotty accent from my answer machine. Then I found a little something on the internet, but now I got my track back on the machine.
Oh, yeah, you know, all this Star Trek.
Whose pad they're calling. Speaking of phones, Watt from Pedro Show.
Hello.
What's your name?
Sally. Who's this?
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, Commanding Officer, Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Okay. How can I help you?
You ever served in an infantry unit?
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
Ever served in a forward area?
I don't know who this is.
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, Commanding Officer, Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Are we clear?
Yeah, we're clear.
Are we clear?
Yes. We are clear. I understand who you are, but
that's
I do not
right.
know you. Who are you?
You want answers?
Yeah, you call me, and I have no idea what you want.
You can't handle the truth!
Who is this?
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, Commander...
You said that already!
...Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
I don't want to talk anymore about this.
You have that luxury.
I have that luxury?
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself... This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
Are we clear?
We're clear.
Are we clear?
I thought we were clear.
That's right. I'm a fair guy, but this heat is making me absolutely crazy.
I can't deal with this. I'm calling the cops.
The crack of dawn, of course, and rubbing the conch out of my eyes was trippy, felt different, but then I believed I had dreamed different. A move to the mirror, the silver back show you clear, pert near never much my endeavor, and what did it show me but eyes of a cat now on me. Of course, sideways crescents, and not cramped too lazy to open them wide. Windows I'm using to let fall in to. Then, where is my tail? Even a girl cat has a tail, or had one at one time. Then I figured, where are my claws? Not to let sharpness dig deeply, but to drag lightly, ever so barely, with paw pads mostly, patter pounds, tap down, wound around ever so slightly, detected barely, senses aware, then awaken hugely.
But nope. And these whiskers, scruff black stubble, destined only to layer, yet furthermore distance to cover in order to cipher some feel of the senses, make sense of what's senseless, disguised to the eyes, yet helpless to feelers, antennas, detectors. Yet those have I not, beard and hairy lips all I got, till his razor flays them fainter and smoother. Comes my sun-soaker, collector. Hide, where's my coat? Why bareness? Barely a cover, a fur to be shiny and licked on. Yes, licked on. With a tongue full of roughness, and not what I find, which is still what I feel. Inside my word hole, a finger of softness. How will I lap? How will I groom? Where is that sandpaper everything tool? Finally, I try and try to yank real deep, yank and yank for a purr not fake, but an eight motor kitty straight up in shape from so far down, a most real sound vibe. I realize them, they're only eyes. Only if I had no mirror to show me, intoxicate my eyes and hold me in their very own gaze of them gazing forever, reflecting and reflect on the fathomless collecting of infinite connecting, seeing through nothing but trance induced staring. If only music and the words were not lost and not muddled with thinking, but felt with each blinking, then eyes closed and each breath like a twinkling, a star in some imagined sky. If only your words. I
Show. That's Patsy Cline with I Fall to Pieces. Before that, we had some spiel I did called The Morning I Woke Up with Cat Eyes. That was for a band from Dublin called Estelle. And I was in Chicago recording with Stooges, so I just spoke into my aluminum purse. Flowed the email. Proxy fuck. we had Sea Hag before that with Sea Hag and Watt. I guess they took a spiel of mine and put it in their music. A Niederman poem. It's made the rounds. I think Thurston used that in a Sonic Youth song once. And we started off with Early Harvey Girl and a tune called Prank Jack. Okay, that's hour two of the October 28, 2006 version of Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. October 28, 2006. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Deep dark wells, deep dark wells, deep dark wells, deep dark well. It's the deepest and the darkest well that I have ever found. Hear me calling you from a deep down. Well, I've had wishes, I've had dreams that I could not tell. So I dropped my silver dollars down that wishing well. Deep dark wells, deep dark wells, deep dark wells, deep dark well. It's the deepest and the darkest well that I have ever found. Hear me calling you from a deep down. Well, I had visions, I've had dreams that could not come true. Cause I lay too close, that's when I fell down into deep dark wells, deep dark wells, deep dark wells, deep dark well. It's the deepest and the darkest well that I have ever found. I'm a calling you from a deep down.
You got to dig it, baby. Yes, yes, yes. You know the devil could not hold all the love that I have in my heart for you. If I could spread it out for dogs to see, I know my love would cover it all, baby. Ain't that a lot of love? Too hard to have and hold. If the beasts only knew how to sweet your love would, they'd pack up their honeycomb. If the birds over her, how to sweet your voice would, darling, they would pack up their song, yeah.
From Pedro Show. Well, I didn't hear that.
I can hear a little better here.
There's a little bit of hum. Ground rock. That was Taj Mahal from that Rolling Stone Circus thing. I guess they never allowed out because...
Yeah, it was just a bootleg forever. Now it's finally out.
Yeah,
on the DVD.
Yeah. They wouldn't let it out in the day because the Who did really well. Quick one and stuff, and they thought they were blown away or something. That's very bizarre. You were just talking about Iommi playing with Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
They're the only band who lip sync. Marianne Faithfull with that giant parachute dress. And then the felt hats. Oh, John Lennon, right? With
yeah.
Keith Richards on bass and Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Yoko.
Yoko with the violin playing.
Yeah, yelling right in his ear. Yeah, I like that. That
was cool. Whoa.
Like it's a giant step.
Hotline.
Okay. Busy doing a radio show. Before Taj Mahal, we had Ain't That a Lot of Love? Taj Mahal. Before that was the Blue Oyster Cult with the Red and the Black from Tyranny Mutation song. D. Boone started playing his boys and just keep playing it now. And all my bands almost. I think so. I don't think Dose has ever done. I got to talk to Kira about that. But I did the first three Missing Men gigs last month with this cat from Portland named M. Ward, really nice guy. And I told him about that, so we had him on stage playing with us that tune in Funhouse. And Stooges song. In fact, at the Fillmore, we got to play with Steve McKay. He was great. And brought his whole band up. The other two gigs, just his name's Matt. Really sweet guy. I'm glad I got to meet him. He said he first met me when he was 16. I told him I was sorry I couldn't remember. But, yeah, it was. He said it was fast, but he was in for the ride. And then he had me come play with him for his encore's Spoonful and Daniel Johnson song. I think Raul and Tom did really good. And next month, November 20, we leave for a three-week tour in Europe, open up for the Chili Peppers. So,
bitchin'.
And then next year, make a Missing Man album, which I'm excited for. I'm a big fan of Tom Watson and Raul Morales, so it's really neat getting to play with them. Let's see here. What have we got? We got, the Heartbreaker, the real Heartbreakers, not that Florida band. When Richard Hell was in the band, Watt from Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, Watt from Pedro Show. There's Opus from Blesses and Curses. An opus of theirs called Why Knots. Y-K-N-O-T-S. Trivium. Music is a strange form of expression, I have to say. I'm into it. Before that, we had Bi-Level with It's Not Rocket Science. And No One's Little Girl by the Raincoats. Something 20 years later after they... Because they're from a long time ago, and then they got back together. Maybe more, 25 years. I know they played with Red Crayola some. He had some of them in his band in the early 80s. I was talking to Brother Matt a little earlier about what Tom Watson does besides, you know, Mike Watt stuff. He plays a lot with Mayo Thompson and the Red Crayola. In fact, he's probably Mayo Thompson's key man in that band. Tom tells me he knows the songs better than Mayo. You know, some of them songs are from the 60s.
Yeah, that band's been around forever.
Right, so Tom... like is the archivist, like shows this is how it goes, man. And I think at one time they had a bass player like in the 60s, but they and then maybe with the Raincoats in the early 80s, but they haven't had a bass player for a long time. There's this one great record they made in the late 70s, and it's just guitar and drum. I think it was Chamberlain, Jesse Chamberlain. I think his name was, but he just died a few years ago. But he was from the original Texas, Red Crayola. Anyway, before the Raincoats, we had the Heartbreakers, something live, New Pleasure, a Richard Hell song. That was when Richard Hell was in the band. Speaking of which, he wrote a piece in the New York Times about CBGB's closing. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I played there a few times. Yeah, but they're going to like open a like a replica of it in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know about that. But Richard Hell said he's into it. Hilly Crystal, he's a funny cat. Met him a few times. Man, a few words, but obviously stoic. Keep that going. I think it's been pay to play for a lot of years lately. Yeah, it's nothing like in its day. Let's see here. We got some bands now from Japan.
I want to drink. And know you're heading slowly I can't respect. I'll keep you in my collection of regrets. Down the highway, down the road, it's in for me.
Everyone, you say.
What from Pedro Show. I just died up. That was the Rands with Everyone Chooses Sides. Before that, we had Las Cruces Jail by 2 Gallons. I've never played in Las Cruces, but I've driven through it a lot. Anyway, those guys were arrested at some gig in Austin. Some Ossifer came in to tell him to turn it down or something, and things. All of a sudden, he's wrestling with the singer and stuff. On the deck. So, best of luck to those cats.
Bogus.
Shocker TV before that was Zapatista Corps. And we start off with Bastard Bastardized by Electric Eel Shock. On What from Pedro Show. Brother Matt, you were going to go to Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I was going to go check out Lauren and Bass Nectar. People up there rocking a big party in the woods up in Santa Cruz, but figured I've been having a lot of fun lately, so I'd stick around this weekend and get a little work done.
Yeah.
And we get to have a rare What from Pedro Show. We've been on the seldom schedule lately.
Yeah, ain't that a trip? But you know, I just had so much to do.
Shit happens.
And I've been out of town, so
been up to some cool stuff.
Yeah, it's not like I've been slacking it.
So when's this stew job supposed to be done?
The mix it now. Got a call from Iggy, and mixing it right now. Steve Albini. Steve, by the way, was a great guy to work with, man. All the folks there at Electrical Audio. Steven and Ben. Will. Really cool people. And, you know, I stayed there because, they have little cog pads. So I was in one of them, and there was a little cat named Pip that kept me company a lot. He was righteous. Oh, I got a book of Albini's I returned. I accidentally got it. You know Heinrich Boll? He's World War II writer in Germany, and very funny cat. I chowed at the same pad every morning. There was a chow pad by there called Clara and Jane's. Couldn't guess who Clara was, but I heard somebody yell Jim to the cook, so he was the cook, older Asian guy, and I went the last day, because he's cooked me chow all those days, and so I went to thank him, and he was kind of scared. I was going to grab him. Well, just thank you. Okay. Off from Pedro.
Never. you sudden little scrapper. You thought I raised the board. You pull somebody in where the story begins. And how did I ever wake up from the Mutiny Island night? Up the hill and through the town, I just looked away somehow. Though we slip away our days, I know it's stronger. Dear lucky mess, I'll tell you, while we linger along our years, from your perfect sound position, honey, I can hear your heart from here. And haven't it always seemed to be the truth? Well, the truth is tonight I truly want you, but I'll still slip away somehow. Though we slip away our days, I know it's stronger. That an angel or a bomb, but it drives me across the stars between our hearts tonight. Hey there, Thunderhead, I heard you sing a little rain. Did you let your angel burn out like a pipe blew under a flame? I know we've all had our vision, but we've been moonless too. I guess I should have known by now. We just slip away somehow. Though we slip away our days, I know it's stronger.
Watt from Pedro show. That was funny. He's married. No, that's not the name of the band. The name is better. It's called Bottles of Wine. And that tune's called Leads to Drinking.
Thank you.
You know what, Brother Matt? It's Halloween, right? This is a big Halloween show, and we didn't play anything scary. Well,
right.
I guess that was. That
well,
was
you had
scary.
The one organ from Macedonia. That had
oh,
like
yeah,
a little,
that's
little,
right. Suicide note.
Yeah. That little goofy
anyway,
kind of organ
so,
sound.
But you know what? I've always been torn about Halloween anyway, because in some ways it's just funny costumes. Yeah, I never meant, like, skulls and blood and a lot.
It's like the same little horror soundtrack.
Yeah.
Here all the time.
Right. Because I always thought Halloween was more about tripping people out with costumes. Like, you know, I guess the common one now is to dress like a priest and have a little
voice
fabric
voice.
I guess that's scary. Very scary.
And then have, like, little pony, too. So
or
like
sheep.
A,
I've seen sheep tied up front.
Yeah.
Kind of scary in its own way.
Yeah, something for everyone.
Yeah. Anyway, everybody... really enjoy. Oh, I should tell you the other songs. There was Jewel Bomb by Richard Buckner before Bottles of Wine. And we started off with Ocean Man by X Hall Loser. And anyway, you're hopefully big, happy Halloween coming your way. And remember, don't do a weekend thing. I'll try to get the show up tonight because it's Saturday night, and that'd be great to prevent people from doing clowny stuff like that and wreck the whole organized weekday weekend scrotum
more
scheme
holidays
scrotum,
on Tuesday
schema paradigm to paradigm. Yeah, more holidays on Tuesdays, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays.
Spread it around
Screw it up. Everybody's jerking for the weekend. No, don't be a jerk or be a part time jerk.
Celebrate accordingly.
Brother Matt, thank you so much for aiding in a bed and being
cool
back. Faithful, smarter person than I am. More together. And it's great. Yeah, I got some gigs to go to. So, October 28, 2006 version of Watt for Pedro show. Punkin' on My Head Tuesday in Zion. Two gigs tonight. But I'm waiting to taste pumpkin from the inside. Keep your powder dry.